We're warning our neighbor that you can't pray prayers in this pagan nation to a holy God. He won't hear your prayers. You have to turn and seek him in righteousness, goodness, and truth. Are you living for the truth of Jesus Christ? Or are you living for your own ways? Are you following the King of Kings, or are you following pastors and priests and a bunch of false traditions? God's not going to hear your prayers here today, folks. God wants righteousness, goodness, truth. Jesus said a little thing in John 4:24, you must worship in spirit and truth. Are you doing that today? Or are you throwing prayers to a pagan nation, in a pagan nation, in the rotunda, with false churchianity that's a stench to a holy God? A stench in his nostrils is all of this false ways, all of these false ways that we've been telling people about, warning them about, and it's love. Ezekiel 33 says, warn, be a watchman on the wall, lest you warn, you'll have blood on your hands. We don't want blood on our hands. We want ourselves to be innocent of the blood of our neighbors. Turn and repent and seek the kingdom of God. God doesn't want the prayers from false religion and a pagan place. This is a pagan place, this rotunda with all these false religions, goddesses they have outside, God symbols, Masonic symbols. Jesus died to call us out of the world. You can't be part of the world and claim a holy God. You can't be part of false church and claim a holy God. You have to seek Christ in truth. Repent, neighbor, while there's time. Don't lose your souls following after man-made religion. Hey, make a video on this next one. Make a video for you. We're making audios and videos out here to edify and point people in the right direction. Jesus said, you know a tree by its fruit. The fruit of this prayer rally, the fruit of the American church, is corrupt in sin. It's feminization. It's ungodliness. It's unholy. It's not righteous. It's not according to scripture. It's not in spirit and truth. Ma'am, God doesn't hear the prayers of sinners. God doesn't hear the prayers of those who are not walking in goodness, truth, and righteousness. So we love our neighbor. We're just lifting it up today to glorify God.
Okay, you guys are welcome to be here, but we're getting some complaints because you're yelling. And
not yelling. You just saw what I was doing, officer.
I understand, but we're getting some complaints.
Jesus said, watch out for the Pharisees. Their sin was the leaven of hypocrisy. American churches are full of hypocrisy and worldliness. America is full of hypocrisy and worldliness. Let me give you an example. Here on the state grounds, they have pagan gods, naked ladies, naked men, Illuminati symbols. Yet the man with a gospel sign lifting up Jesus Christ is told he's going to need a permit. America, not God bless America, land of the wicked, home of the about to be judged. That's what America is. Sodom 2. Sodom 2. That's what America is. The judgment's coming. God will not apologize to Sodom, and he will judge America for its corruption. And a lot of it is for its corrupt American churchianity. 250 years of false churchianity from Roman Catholic, Lutheran, Evangelical, Mormon, Jehovah Witness, Anabaptist, whatever flavor. They're not of God. They're following man-made false ways. And judgment's going to come. But you must turn and seek the kingdom of God. You must be born again by the Spirit of God. Lest you're born again, you have no hope of eternal life. Jesus did not die so you could do carnal events. praying for Israel. Your prayers are going in vain because you live after the world and false religion. John 9:31 says, God does not hear the prayers of sinners. The American church is full of worldly sinners. This rotunda and the government is full of sinners. Wicked, wicked, false ways. Jesus did not die so you could bask in your sin. This glorious Savior shed his blood to cleanse us, to make a way that we could be made whole and we could walk in righteousness. That we could know good from evil, truth from error, light from darkness. But all of this is a corrupt stain before a holy God. Judgment of God is coming for the hypocrisy of America and the church. The judgment of God is coming for the false gospels they teach. Easy believe, once saved, always saved. I can be of the world and claim a holy God. None of that will stand on judgment day. Jesus said, every single root not of the Father will be uprooted. Every plant will be uprooted. Go read Matthew 25. Jesus is coming to separate the sheep from the goats. The American church system was invented by goats. It's filled with goats. It's run by goats. And the preachers behind the pulpit are goats. How do I know this? My master said in Matthew 7, you will know them by their fruit. Their fruit of worldliness, carnality, feminization, paganism with Christmas, Easter, Good Friday. Pride and vanity. Wow, I've seen a lot of pride and vanity today. These people coming in to pray for Israel. Did you know the God of Israel said in Proverbs 6 that if you have a proud look, makeup, jewelry, tight clothes, showing your body off, you are an abomination to God. Yeah, we're here to tell you, America, you're an abomination to God. And unless you repent, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Well, yeah,
If eight people come out here and stand around on the sidewalk talking, that's not really an organized event. And I can't say.
What do you mean it's not an organized event? What if their family members showed and said, meet us there?
It's not an organized event.
Why are we an organized event?
Because you're here. Look at the definition.
What is the definition? Read it to me.
The organized event is two or more people.
Right. That was eight people.
Okay.
That showed up at the state capitol to talk.
Are they coming here for a tour?
Doesn't matter. It's a state capitol. They could stand there and eat lunch on the stairs.
We can't permit. We're not going to permit everybody.
I don't believe that. I should have to have a permit for free speech on the state capitals. And if you guys are going to arrest me for that, man, is it going to look terrible? Absolutely going to look terrible. Peaceful preachers standing here, lifting up the truth. That is absolutely going to look terrible. You don't own the state, neither do this grounds, neither do I. And I'm going to claim First Amendment rights. I actually have. I want to give this to you in case it's going to get to this. I actually have First Amendment standing. I've got everything right on this paper that gives me my right to stand in a public place. All these permits mean nothing to me anymore, officer, because pretty soon, they're going to tell me I need a permit to preach Jesus anywhere. No, that's yours. And I'm going to disobey that.
No,
so you're telling me I need a permit to preach Jesus here. I'm going to disobey it today. I have to.
I'm not.
I love you. I have to.
Okay, listen to me. I'm not here to... I want to give you a gospel card, too.
I didn't say, officer, this isn't personal. I love you. But I got to stand against the law.
When I get a complaint.
No, that don't matter to me.
Complaints.
That don't matter to me. Complaints don't matter. Everybody are going to hate the gospel. The Bible tells us that, sir. So exactly. What I'm going to say is, I believe First Amendment rights trumps your little permit here, and I'm peaceful.
And it's not my permit.
That's fine. But you're upholding it. So I believe First Amendment rights trump it. So I'm going to stand and I'm going to preach the gospel.
And you are more than welcome to
do that. Thank you. I'm going
to
do that. I appreciate that. I got that on audio. Thank you.
Without a permit, you can't do it. You can't can't do it here.
Well, again, you'll have to figure out what you're going to do then and come and tell me what you're going to do. Because I'm going to preach Jesus on the state capitol. Go call him and tell him you got a man and a woman. He drove his own car here. You got two people, man and a woman, that want to just hold gospel signs and preach Jesus. And the police want to run him off. This proves to me, ready? In God we trust, a bunch of baloney. Look, you got naked statues and pagan idols. And you're running the guy off that preaches Jesus.
That's not, you know, I'm not here to run you
but
off.
You know what, officer, let me just tell you something. I love you. You're actually doing it by your job, so you'll be guilty before God one day. It's like if you defend an abortion clinic. You'll be guilty before God one day, officer.
I can't take a stance on anything.
Yeah, well, I know you're on the job, but that's my stance. You'll have to come and tell me.
I have to follow the rules that are set forth by the
state. I love you. Check that gospel by the blood of Jesus. If you don't repent and you're not born again and come out of the churches and the culture.
I've been in church all my life.
But what church, sir?
Non-denominational church.
Yeah. See, the denominations are teaching you a bunch of false ways. They teach you. They teach you to be of the world. They teach you it's okay to defend ungodly laws. They're teaching you pagan, Christmas, Easter, feminization, worldliness, carnality, false gospels. We just want to love our neighbor and preach Jesus, officer. That's what we want to do.
And I welcome you guys here.
So we got to warn people, this is not an event that God favors. This is an event that God hates and God does not honor. Feminization, pride and vanity, the very people that are praying to the God of Israel. God said, if you dress in pride and vanity and go against his word, you're an abomination. I love you, officer. God says you're an abomination. Sir, that Bible, if you'd read it, you'd see this is a stench before a holy God. Can I give you a gospel card and prove it? You can't obey God. You can't follow God keeping a bunch of false ways. Good news is Jesus Christ died and shed his blood that we can find eternal life if you repent and obey him in spirit and truth.
Correct, I agree. But I talked to OA, and they said, as long as you guys just don't bother people going in the building, don't disrupt the event that's going on in here right now, permitted event.
Yeah, it's already stopped.
Don't be approaching people coming in.
What's disrupting? Just talking and preaching?
Just being loud. I mean, you're talking, okay, but if we can hear you in there.
Okay.
I mean, you are loud. I'm not saying you're yelling, but you are loud.
Okay, so God gave me a loud voice for street preaching.
Yeah.
Inside there it's loud, but I'm out here. They can't hear me out here talking like this.
Yes, so just if you're out here talking and you're not causing problem in there, you're not disrupting that event.
Yep.
They're not worried about it right now. Okay.
Yeah.
So just, I mean, you do your thing. It's fine.
Huh?
I just want to clarify what we're doing is good. When
But see, the problem I don't like, I just got to say, I just don't like this when people complain. That is not, I'm not breaking the law when people complain about me, sir.
No, I mean, okay. People can complain.
So I don't want to hear about that.
Unless we decide there's a violation of a law.
Right. You got to tell me what law I'm breaking.
I can't, there's not really much I can do. And where you are technically violating a rule of the building. I can't enforce the rule of the building until somebody says there's a door exit or the entrance right there. I can't enforce that rule, that building rule, until I'm told that, hey, they need to leave. And that has to be somebody with the office of administration that says that.
That's fine.
Or I find something that says that you need to leave.
That's fine, because if they say that and they want us to leave, my wife's going to leave and I'm going to stand here by myself. Yeah. I'm a party of one.
So,
just so you know.
Yeah. So, right now, they're not going to ask you to leave. I talked to them. They were fine with that. They asked that you just don't disrupt the event.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I'm doing. Ma'am, did you know that you're following after a false way here and God doesn't hear the prayers of those that live like the world and false churchianity? You have to repent and seek the kingdom of God. Jesus did not shed his blood, folks, so you could live in your compromise, your worldliness, your carnality, and your sin. Jesus died to shed his blood to make a narrow path for you, that you could be cleansed. The churches, all of them, Catholic, Orthodox, Mormon, I don't care any of them, man-made, they're lying to you. And then people come together and they say they're going to pray, but they're praying in sin and worldliness and false traditions. Jesus said in Mark 7, if you keep the traditions of men, you worship God in vain. Did you know that, gentlemen?
The only other thing I ask of you is just don't stand in the areas of egress or ingress.
I'm not blocking anybody off.
Stay over here.
Check yourself to that gospel. Come out of that false church system or you're going to lose your soul. We love you.
Like I said,
turn and seek the kingdom of God.
Stay out of the egress and ingress.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to preaching now. Thank you, officer. Turn and seek the kingdom of God in righteousness. Jesus is not looking... He's not looking for people that live in hypocrisy, sin, worldliness like the church systems. Jesus is looking for a holy, godly people who will stand for his name, his word, his ways in righteousness and come out of the world. John 10, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. Are you following Jesus Christ? Are you following man-made religion to your destruction? Are you following your flesh? Are you following false ways? Are you following pastors and priests? Test yourself while there's time. Holiness is the mark of God's people.